The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division handles allegations of discrimination in housing, education, employment, voting, and for the last 3 years, one high-ranking lawyer has been assigned to identify cases of religious discrimination. This is the first time in the history of the Justice Department that such a job has existed. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Eric Treen's title is Special Counsel for Religious Discrimination. The Justice Department presents him as an advocate for people who suffer discrimination because of their religion. Critics call him an advocate for religion in the public sphere.
He's both.
Christopher Anders is legislative counsel at the ACLU. He's worked with Eric Treen, and at times, against him.
He and the administration have been pushing a very specific agenda. And there's lots of parts of that that are good and that fit with what the Civil Rights Division has been doing for a long time in stopping discrimination. But it also he's also at the center of a push towards getting the government to fund religious practices.
One of the cases that most upsets Treen's critics involves the Salvation Army. A group of employees sued the company, saying it uses government money to impose its religious views on workers. The Civil Rights Division stepped in on the Salvation Army's side. A judge threw out some of the employees' claims, and others are still being litigated. But the government's position in that lawsuit baffles Barry Lynn, executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
The Justice Department seems to be promoting the idea of religiously based discrimination, even with taxpayer funds.
In other cases, critics question the Civil Rights Division's involvement in cases that may not clearly be national discrimination issues, such as one where schools wouldn't allow kids to distribute candy canes with religious messages. Critics also question why there's no special counsel for racial discrimination, or age, or gender. Treen wouldn't comment for this story, but the Justice Department's records show some religious discrimination cases that even Treen's critics agree with. In one instance, the department sued an Oklahoma school district that wouldn't let a Muslim girl wear a headscarf. In another, they intervened on behalf of an Orthodox Jewish man who was denied a public transportation job in Los Angeles because his religion prevents him from working on Saturdays. But Lynn says those cases are not representative.
The great majority of cases do not involve Muslims or Hindus or Zoroastrians or Scientologists. They involve fundamentalist Christians trying to promote a radical agenda, now with the backing and taxpayer-funded backing of the Department of Justice.
That's not the perspective of Kevin Seamus Hassan. He's chairman and founder of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, where Treen worked before he went to the Justice Department.
I especially applaud his continuing commitment to the breadth of religious liberty. That is to say, it's not just faith of any one particular group that deserves protection. It's religious expression of everybody.
Hassan remembers when he first met Treen. It was about 12 years ago. They were both lawyers at a corporate firm, and Hassan says Treen seemed different from the others.
Eric was one of those rare young lawyers that wasn't interested in just paying off his loans as fast as he could or making partners as soon as possible, but was actually taking a broader view of the law and his place in it.
Hassan left Firm Life to create the Beckett Fund. Treen called him for a job about 2 years later.
And I said, well, there isn't really a slot that I had in mind, but Eric, if you're available, I'll take you right now.
One way Treen finds discrimination cases is through religious nonprofit organizations. And one of the groups that's been most successful at getting Eric Treen's ear is the Liberty Legal Institute in Texas. They've worked with the Justice Department on at least 6 cases. Hiram Sasser is the group's director of litigation.
One of the things that I've noticed is that whenever the Department of Justice decides to become involved in a case, at least in our cases, most of the time that has led to the other side quickly settling and doing the right thing.
Of course, opinions differ as to what the right thing is. In one case, Liberty Legal sued a school when a teacher required students to say they believe in evolution. Sasser says the government never would have gotten involved in a case like that before. The fact that they do so now reflects the work that Eric Treen has done. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.